brought to you by Penguin.
Sister-in-Law by Harriet Wistrich, read by Catherine Bailey. Introduction. On the evening of the 7th of October 1992, 7-year-old Nikki Allen disappeared from her home on the Weir Garth estate in Sunderland. The following morning, after locals joined the police search for the missing child, her battered body was found in a derelict warehouse close to the estate. A post-mortem examination revealed that in addition to being bludgeoned with a brick, she had been stabbed 37 times in the chest and abdomen. The police launched a major investigation to find Nikki's killer. 9 days later, they arrested a local man, George Heron, who had moved to the area only a few months previously and was described by neighbours as a loner. After 3 days of questioning, he confessed to the crime and was charged with her murder. Nikki's mother, Sharon Henderson, alongside other members of her family and local community, attended his trial in 1993 in the expectation of seeing this monster convicted and sentenced to a lengthy term of imprisonment. When he was acquitted by the jury, the judge having ruled that the police used oppressive methods to secure his confession, there was uproar in the court. Many thought Heron had got away with murder on a technicality, a view the police tacitly confirmed when they stated they were not looking for anyone else in connection with Nikki's death. Left to struggle alone with her grief and despair, Sharon Henderson was in free fall. Not only had she lost her precious daughter in the most horrific circumstances, she believed the man who had killed Nikki had got off scot-free. Rumours began to circulate that Sharon, an uneducated single mother of four small children who had herself mainly grown up in care, had neglected Nikki, and that this had, in some way, contributed to the targeting of her little girl. Among the false stories doing the rounds was a tale that, shortly before her disappearance, Nikki had been seen begging outside a pub. These rumours, it transpired decades later, probably emanated from the police. Somehow, Sharon survived and, over time, and in the face of police resistance, began an extraordinary campaign to get justice for Nikki. It was to take her 30 years. In May 2023, I was standing beside Sharon on the steps of Newcastle Crown Court as she spoke to a bank of reporters and photographers after another man, David Boyd, was convicted of Nikki's murder. Boyd had lived 3 doors away from Nikki's grandfather's home, where the 7-year-old had last been seen by her family, and he had previous convictions for sexual offences against children. Although, finally, justice had been delivered for her daughter, the battle was not over for Sharon. Now, she wanted Northumbria Police to be held to account for their past failings, and had asked me to assist her. By this time, I had been a practising solicitor for 26 years. In the early 1990s, when Sharon Henderson's ordeal began, switching to a career in the law was an idea I was just beginning to contemplate, motivated by a desire to help women who, like Sharon, were being failed in myriad ways by a criminal justice system often not fit for purpose. In the days when I made my decision to study for the law, outdated and discriminatory attitudes to women still pervaded both its statutes and its application. Rape within marriage, for example, had only just been acknowledged as a crime. The police had long tended towards a non-interventionist approach to domestics, and a new Home Office policy of positive action would take a while to be widely exercised. Harassment, stalking, forced marriage, and honour-based violence were not defined or recognised as separate offences in law. In courtrooms across the country, judges considered rape victims to be complicit for wearing short skirts. One famously warned a jury that women and small children are prone to tell lies. Men who killed their female partners and relied on the defence of provocation were often spared jail by sympathetic judges. Teenage girls from disadvantaged and abusive backgrounds, groomed and pimped into street prostitution, were regularly arrested and labelled common prostitutes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?